Log Talk Radio.
Walter was arrested for drunk driving a few months ago. And last night was our wedding anniversary. We had some drinks. He has to drive in his work. He'd lose his license if he were involved in an accident. I have to know if someone might be badly hurt, by the man, and we're responsible.
Well, let's see that. John, 4705 Winkler Lane. You had a call there, 11:15 p.m.
You did.
What was it? You tell me.
I was driving to there about that time. He thought he hit something or somebody. He stopped right around, drove back, and couldn't find anything.
What's your client's name?
You know you'd be more than welcome to his name. I didn't say he was wanted for anything.
No, I was just curious. You're telling me probably had a cat or a dog or something. So we had a unit there about 11:20 and there was nothing.
Who was the call?
It was a couple blocks away. A mentioned citizen was out for an evening stroll before going to court. Admitted to partaking in 1/2 to 3/4 of a small glass of wine. The world off the chill. No doubt.
Well, thanks, Doc. My client will be happy to know he's off the road.
He thought he hit someone. He should have called in himself.
Well, the other wine, too. Wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this Antioni's address?
Yes, Mr. Antioni?
What?
Well, my name is Joe Maddox. I'd like to talk to you about what happened last night in the lecture.
Well, I already told the police all there is.
I need your help, Mr. Antioni. I was driving my car on Winkler Lane last night, and I think I hit somebody. I went to the police, and they said you saw fear.
I saw nothing. I just thought after you didn't hit nobody.
I'm sure I didn't. I'm worried about it. Now, I went to the police, and they didn't find anyone there, but if I could just come in and talk to you a few minutes.
Well, you can't. You know, I told you nobody was there. Now, why don't you just forget about it?
I wish I could. Well, anyway, you should change your mind. I'd like to talk to Mrs. McCart.
Just fine. You sounded like you meant every word.
You're from the old country, aren't you, Mr. Antioni? This is not the end.
Thank you. Thank you. business is what it's all about. Huge Sport gives you the space you need to do it. Online or in person, we make self-storage as easy as possible. Say goodbye to crowded inventory and hello to your success story with Huge Sport.
A rebel took to the streets. They recruited early social media. They roamed the hood and challenged authority. Community leaders feared them. Religious leaders abhorred them. We have to hit them off the street, they said. But they weren't part of the gang, spreading hate and terror. They were spreading love.
Morning.
Good.
Thank you. Imagine that you.
Well, don't you didn't know? Bring that from our. Set it up myself, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. lots of living.
Thank you.
didn't say he was going to be an atheist. But tell me, what happened? Yeah. If you got the money, I swear. If you got that money, pay yourself. Eat your money. I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. But it's a good thing.
Thank you. Thank you. In combination with the medicine bortezomib and dexamethasone, in people who have received at least one prior medicine to treat multiple myeloma. Alone in people who have received at least three prior medicines, including a proteasome inhibitor and an immunomodulatory agent, or did not respond to a proteasome inhibitor and an immunomodulatory agent. It is not known if the Resomex Maspro is safe and effective in children. Selective do not receive Darzalex Fast Pro if you have a history of a severe allergic reaction to daratumumab, hyaluronidase, or any of the ingredients in Darzalex Fast Pro.
Thank you. Time to look around. Okay.